approaching from an ether port at RBN, cruising at light speed. Here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, glad to be back here on RBN for Monday show. And I, like I said, I get pumped up over the weekend about this show. I know a lot of people really go, oh, Monday. But to me, it's exciting because you're such a great audience. And man, there hasn't been a slow news day in, I think, 3 or 4 years by now. Things are happening so fast. If you watched a little bit, and I did, I paid quite a bit of attention to the impeachment hearings last week. You heard the Democrats whining and whining and whining about the government shutdown and how all the little kids weren't going to have milk. You know, the children that they care about, right? The ones that weren't aborted and they're now transgendering and brainwashing. I mean, all these whining complaints, of course, came in while they were reading out the allegations and things concerning the bribery of Joe Biden. And we'll get into that. Via Hunter, but via a lot of people, actually. He was doing this while vice president, friends. But anyhow, the Republicans said, okay, we're not going to allow the government to be a shutdown like the Democrats did for the longest shutdown ever over the issue of the wall, if you remember right when Trump came into office. They said, we're gonna do something really quick. We're going to have the stopgap spending thing that we're going to run through right away so that the children will get the WICs and all the other programs that are out there that they had coming and needed. And there's a lot of essentials that have to go into all this, of course. So they voted. They were going to come in Saturday and vote on that. And then suddenly a funny thing happened. The fire alarm went off. And now we know what happened, right? Because they're in the photographs of a man pulling down a fire. A fire release or a fire alarm there, and his name was Mr. Bowman. But I often refer to him as Bobo instead of Jamal Bobo. Because what this guy did was he really exposed exactly what was going on here with this stupid prank. Now, this guy, I think, was a former school superintendent. I think he knew what happens when people pull false fire alarms in schools. I don't think this is anything new for him. This was a prank, of course, but it was more than a prank. It was to stop that vote. You see, friends, they don't want to get back to this argument about the impeachment. They don't want to get back to that because a lot of dirt is coming out, real serious dirt. And I think some of the best of what I heard there was that from a congresswoman, Lauren Boebert, who provided the information concerning the $3.5 million that was paid to Joe Biden. This was back during the Crimean thing, right around that time, back when he was vice president, from the mayor of Moscow's wife, one of the richest and wealthiest ladies in Russia. And they gave him $3.5 million. Now, that was treason and bribery, friends. That was what, the whole Trump issue was supposed to be about that we went through for 2.5 years, really, in the Trump administration, if you recall. This was obviously Russian influence that was being peddled here. And they never did put this woman on the list of people that you can't talk to. But she definitely was in cahoots with Biden and Hunter. They're all the same, I guess. But the bottom line is here they were. They were spending all this. They were sending all this money and spending all this money and doing things that should not have been doing all this time that we've been tracking about. So I would say this. I am very much involved and concerned about this impeachment. I think it's an important issue, friends, not because I know a lot of people groan, nothing is going to happen. Nothing's going to happen if you faint. Nothing is going to happen if you whine and complain and disbelieve. I'll get into that. But if you get after this and call your senators and congresspeople, even your Democrats, and I call the Democrats too, and I tell them very nicely, I think old Joe, Mr. Stinky Pants, has to go because he stinks, and so do you. Because you're a part of all this. He's not going to make it. How are you going to do this? How are you going to help him out, so he didn't trip and fall and get him into a place, where he's not going to be abused as an old person pretending to be president anymore? I mean, it's time to tell these people that. And then these Republicans, the ones who are supporting what we're doing, give them support. I have a congressional representative out here in Colorado. His name is not Bowman. His name is Buck, but he is also, in my opinion, a Bobo. You know what I mean? Because he has been, you know, he's been sliding around all over on the issue. He even wrote a book on the swamp, okay? But he is also one of those people who I wrote personally before all this happened, and I said there are five reasons why Joe Biden has not been vetted. Three of them are constitutional restraints, high crimes and misdemeanors. Two, bribery. Obviously, we knew it was going on at that time. We really did, but nobody wanted to prove it or talk about it. And three, treason. When they spied on Trump, when they took these bribes, when they created a false dossier, they blamed Trump for everything they'd been doing. Friends, remember the Uranium 91 deal with Mueller and the 33,000 emails that were bleach bit, whatever it was that Hillary took a hammer to. I mean, all this stuff was treason and should have never been allowed, but they let this all go to create a witch hunt, an artificial case. That was absolutely treason. And then finally, Amendment 25. I said, Ken, this man isn't going to make it, Ken Buck. He is not going to make it. He can't get through this. He's got a problem already. He's starting to slide. He is not fit. Amendment 25 precludes that if a president is mentally incapable and physically and or physically incapable, he cannot occupy that office. And that was obvious there. Then finally, he did not win the election. No, he didn't win the election. I mean, people who don't see the entire scope of evidence against what happened with that election have not been paying attention to how many times it's happened before, the same sort of thing, and why this was so obvious. I mean, obvious theft everywhere. You saw 2,000 mules. You saw the phony, how they tried to stop the counting, just like, Jamal Bobo, Bowman, tried to pull the fire alarm and get everybody out of the Capitol. I mean, they did the same tactics, just like they did on January 6th. You know, I have a clip that I was going to play. I didn't play it, didn't put it on today because it's a very good clip and you ought to hear it. It's an interview with Viva Free, who is Robert Barnes' partner with Viva Barnes Law and their operation. They're the group of locals and people like that. It was very good because he's interviewing Tarik Johnson, who is a lieutenant commander of the Capitol Police, talking about how the warnings that were supposed to be delivered to the Capitol Police about problems coming up on January 6th were not given to the Capitol Police. They were purposefully left very, very weak and compromised purposely. You know that they didn't allow 10,000 National Guard troops in like Trump had asked for. They left the police very, very vulnerable and understaffed. And a lady by the name of Yogananda Pittman was involved with that, and Pelosi. So they were very much involved with creating the ruckus in January 6th, way ahead. And this memo that was never circulated to the police, and even Stephen Sund, who is the head of the Capitol Police at that time, has been talking about this as well, not as plain and open as Tarik Johnson has, which I think is a better interview, really, because he was there as well, knowing that they never were they never were prepared for what they were expecting, and they were expecting police officers to die possibly in this ruckus. That's what the memo was saying. Well, they never did have any police officers die. They just ran with a lie about it. There were no cops who died on January 6th at that location because of a direct injury. I think there was one police officer that had a bad stroke. I'm not even remember what the case, whether he survived or not. I think there was one who died maybe because of the stress, which is understandably. And as I understand, there were four protesters that were killed. We know about Ashley Babbitt, shot by yet another Capitol security person there from behind a wall who didn't want to identify himself for how many months? I think it was it took about a year almost to remember the exact details. I should probably get these things so I can list them off to you. But anyhow, you know what's happened. And now we have Jamal Bowman pulling a fire alert to shut down the Capitol to keep this bill from being passed so that little children can have their milk and they can take care of the families and some of these essential things that were caught in the spending, the stopgap spending bill that went right through. They got it right through, and it was ready to go, and they wanted to stop that, okay? Because they wanted to come back and whine and complain and bitch some more about the problems and lie and deceive. I mean, it's disgusting. These people are just disgusting. But Bobo pulled the switch, and they got the. Unfortunately, Bobo got caught. Bowman. I have to respect this guy. Come on, he's an idiot. This man got ruined his life by doing something really stupid, because the Democrats needed a jerk. They needed an idiot. They used people like that. They set up the Capitol Police to fail. They knew they were doing that. They knew that. And of course, feds like Ray Epps, like so many other of these people, were in that crowd. And there were feds who were urging people on. They were moving them up the ladder. There were people throwing tear gas into the crowd, agitating the crowd. They made a lot of this because they wanted to do that to create a distraction so they could get in the middle of the night and steal the election, which is what they did. Now, I don't think Trump and his people saw that coming. I guess QAnon people had not informed Trump about what was going to happen, did they? You know, I have to say one thing about QAnon. In the beginning, QAnon was kind of a form of people asking questions, but some real crazy weirdo people got involved with it. It became QTard, in my opinion, where they said, "Well, there's secret codes here, and the secret white hats there. These people are going to do this. You know, look for this to happen. You know, and none of it ever does, because it's all phony." You know, and they're getting you to believe in things that aren't there. Now, yes, I do believe there are a lot of people who have been in very high-level CIA ops, black ops, if you like, that are very patriotic and would like to be doing things. But I haven't seen really much of what has happened here yet that has made open news. And if it isn't open news, it isn't news, friends. It doesn't have any effect. We do know things are happening behind the scenes. We do know they're forcing you to use your apps to buy food now. They're trying to move us on to a digital currency. They won't take cash in many places anymore. And you should tell them that you have to pay cash. Now, I know big businesses can't. I mean, they may not be able to take a payment for $850,000 in cash. I mean, when you talk about things like that, it's a little bit bigger. But, I mean, just to go in and buy a microwavable sandwich at a convenience store and pour yourself a cup of coffee, something that's less than $10. You know, you ought to just go in there. If you see that sign that says we don't accept cash, just pretend like you ignore it. Go get yourself an expensive sandwich, roast it in the microwave, pour a big old cup of coffee, and come up and say, "Hey, you know, I don't have anything but a $10 bill. And even though my charge is like $8.90, I'll just give you the $10. Would you take that?" You know, see if the clerk at the cashier would do it. Maybe you can use your card. Would you like to do that for me? Oh, you can't? Well, gosh, I'm just going to have to leave this sandwich here, this cup of coffee here. Goodbye. You know, we ought to do that to these people. We ought to tell them, if you can't take cash, I guess I can't pay for the bill. Sorry. You know, let me know if I could help you out, but I'm not leaving the store with your stuff here. You're going to have to eat it. You know, that's what we ought to be doing right now. You know, I tell these people, you know, if you're not going to take cash, if you're not going to take an honest, it's not even an honest dollar, if you're not going to use cash, we're not going to come here. And we're going to leave you with the cost. They're going to lose business. When they start losing business, they'll start thinking a little bit more with their head instead of the other part of their body. Oh, boy, I'm angry this morning. Or afternoon for me. Morning still, I guess, in some parts of the country. Out in the West Coast, just now getting around, but hey, for me, friends, it's this is the beginning of fall. It's going to be a very interesting month. We are seeing big things happen. I do believe we need to keep pressing on the impeachment. If you give up, you will not succeed, and that is a certainty. You know, there's a lot of spiritual messages in this as well. This is a game of pressure, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a game of a sprint or a marathon. I mean, there'll be times when things break through. You know how that works. I do too. But this is a long-term attack that we have to keep mounting and moving ahead. And I think revealing the crime, the corruption, the idiocy of the Democratic Party. And I'm not saying this just because I favor Republicans, because I got it in for a lot of Republicans since 9/11, particularly, of course. Both of these parties are corrupt. They're tag teaming us, friends, is what's happening. And it's time for some truth. You know, a lot of people don't like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I think he's a great man for standing up in courage against a lot of what's happened here, because he knows who killed his uncle, JFK. He knows who killed his father, Bobby. He knows about Martin Luther King. He knows who killed his cousin, John Jr. And if you believe the story, and a lot of people do, and about what happened with John Jr., whether he's still alive or not, I think QAnon people say he's not. You know, he's somebody else, Juan O'Savin or somebody like that. But if you do believe that he was killed, you can see why both Hillary Clinton and George W. Bush wanted him dead, because he was going to be a problem for them. He was going to be a problem for both of them. And George W. Bush went missing for 4 days during that period of time when John Kennedy was junior. Nobody knew where he was. There are some stories. We'll get into that sometime. I've been doing some shows with my good friend Popeye down the rabbit hole. You know, I think his website that he's putting up right now. I was hoping to get him on today, but I couldn't flag him down. I did a two-hour program with him a week ago, and he promised. No, I know he's busy. He's had some issues that he's dealing with, and of course his health. He's getting back. If you guys remember Popeye, if you remember Bob Tuscan and Popeye and I, we did shows going way back. And it seems like Popeye and I always end up doing a show of some sort right on the cusp of a very big event, like when the Batman shooting took place in Aurora, Colorado. I know that area. I know what happened there. I know a lot about what happened there. And it was very similar to what happened in Parkland, by the way, if you notice the similarities. And there was some of the same people not too far away who were in charge of both of those events, one of which was the chief of police. I'll go into that story sometime. But we've had a lot of these things out here in my neck of the woods, and you've had them where you are too. We saw what happened in El Paso. We saw the school shooting down there in Texas, where this situation was very real, friends. And I'll tell you something, some of these things are very real, but that doesn't mean all the facts are. We'll kind of talk a little bit about that, because I think that's an important point. We need to understand that, you know, these events are partly truth and partly fiction, walking contradictions. There are people being killed, but maybe not the same people you think who have been killed, or the number of people you've been killed. There may be some of these assaults or people who are the killers may be real too, but they may not be. In some cases, we look at what happened in Las Vegas, for example. We know there was far more than one shooter. But that, these stories are never exposed by the media, because the media lies. They are a propaganda system, not a news media. And I can tell you that because I have a background in journalism. I got a degree. I worked actually as a news anchor for a small ABC affiliate and a sports anchor there, and worked at a larger CBS affiliate, major market, as a production engineer. So I know this mainstream news media, and I know why it's bad. And I can tell you, these people are one of your biggest enemies are the PSYOP operators, of these damn fools. Excuse my expression. But that's what they are, who are lying to you. These people are going to get themselves in a lot of trouble because of the lies they're telling the American people. They're already in a lot of trouble, because whosoever loves and makes lies will have their place in the lake of fire, the Bible says. Okay, they're going to have to answer to a higher authority. Now, we're going to get into some of this and talk a little bit more, maybe take some calls and some thoughts that you might have. But obviously, here we are in October, and we're ticking down the last part of this year. We're still a long ways from the election, friends. We cannot go on just hoping that something is going to change by the year 2025, when the next president is re-inaugurated. If it's Joe Biden, it's not going to be, but I don't think anyway. But who the next president will be, what will be happening then, is something we have to be looking at right now, because this is where the change is going to take place before it happens. So I'm going to go into a little bit of what I'll tell you about elections right after the break here, and we'll have some more time.
Says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it. My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence the facts and the truth about race and the fact that race drives history and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1 ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10 ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Welcome back to Lightspeed, second segment, ladies and gentlemen. I always kind of like it when I get into the second segment because I get a chance to relax. You know, I just feel so much energy when I come in. I kind of want to get back and be a little bit more quiet, a little bit more logical. Lose the microphone here. Sorry about that. It's always fun, though. It's great to be with you. Thanks so much for supporting the network, friends. We have to keep the words of truth and realization and discernment going out there because a lot of people are dumbing down, as you know. This is a process by which I'm going to talk a little bit about. But before I do, I want to get into a little bit more discussion about, you know, what we've been seeing here as the progression of this thing continues. A good part of it is mass hypnosis. I recently put up a story now that we know that was very much a part of a psychological psyop. It's been confirmed by the House Subcommittee. It's on my Substack page if you want to take a look at it. You don't have to buy anything. You can be a free subscriber. Be a free subscriber. You can also comment for free. Visit the site. I have a story there about the House Congressional Subcommittee confirms Fauci and the CIA colluded. Fauci and the CIA colluded, creating the Genesis COVID. We now know that. There's a video up about it. You know, I've been tracking Fauci for 32 years, friends, telling people how bad he is and how dangerous this man is. He had already poisoned about 300,000 Americans by that time when I started. Celia Farber, John Rappaport, Dave Rasnick, Peter Duesberg, so many other people working along those lines as well had been there working even before me. And we've been watching this guy for a long, long time. But if you look at the story, you'll realize that the PSYOP is out in the open, a mass hypnosis submission that led to the deaths and injuries of millions of people around the world. We know now that there is information coming in on myocarditis, everything pertaining to that. You know, it shows the uptake, myocardial FDG uptake is way up. The numbers coming in on myocarditis are going to continue to mount over the years. Approximately 10 years, a good portion of these people, I think as many as 75% may be dead. This is how bad it is. And we were warning you all along, Fauci sells dangerous drugs with germ scares. This is how the guy operates. I've been telling people that for many, many years. I went to churches and places like that and talked to pastors. And I said, you know, Pastor, I know you've been talking about HIV, AIDS, and what a dirty disease it is and all this kind of stuff, but I think you may be a little confused as to how this thing got started. You see, I have a video out that provides 10 scientific reasons that shows you that HIV cannot possibly be the cause of AIDS. And what the real causes of AIDS are mostly drug use among the fast-track gay lifestyle and IV drug users. And it's been that way all along. 95%. Even the head of the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Walter Dowdle, who received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the CDC studying venereal diseases, had said early on that the possibility of HIV sexual transmission was like being hit by lightning. He didn't say it was impossible. He just said it virtually does never happen. It was never a sexually transmitted virus, friends, ever was. It was always about drug abuse. It was always about a particular group of people using poppers. And they created a germ scare out of all of that. Now Fauci's in trouble, of course, because he's working with the Central Intelligence Agency. He had basically been snuck in to do this. Fauci was smuggled into CIA headquarters without a record of entry. Really? Well, of course, the spies do that, right? Where he participated in the analysis to influence the agency's COVID-19 investigations, according to the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic, Plandemic as it is. So the story is up there. You can read that if you like. You'll find all about it. You probably know most of it as it is right now. But getting back to our point, the election is coming up. And what I'm going to say is this is something that I want you to think about a little bit. An election doesn't change things. It doesn't change things. What an election is a snapshot of an election, of a change, I'm sorry to say. An election, let me start over again. An election is a snapshot of a change that has already taken place, okay? That's what it actually is. The change takes place before the election, even when the election is stolen, like the last one, the last big one in 2020. The reason, and of course, the 2022 probably as well, but these things happen before the election, friends. All these changes take place and move into position before the so-called people vote. Now, sometimes they vote because they have an idea of what's really going on with real issues. Other times they're misled. But the change takes place before the election, friends. The election only documents what's already happened. That's all it is. It's just a snapshot of what has already taken place. And so when people keep thinking that something is going to change in 2025 when the next administration sits down, I mean, it's a long ways off. It's not even 2024 yet. We got two Christmases to go through before that happens. Even if Trump were reelected, let's say, in 2024, he'd still have to wait it out while they sabotage the government for him to come in. They've been doing that all along. So these changes happen now. They're not happening with elections. Elections are snapshots of a change that has already taken place. That's what's happening. That's why what we're doing, what I believe people need to be supporting, is happening in Congress. Watch it. Stay with it. We'll get right back with you.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way?
Why did our nation do us this way, right? And it's not our nation, friends. It's an enclave of people who've been working behind the scenes, as we've been telling people for many, many years. You're not new to this. I know you folks are well informed. You know what happened on 9/11. You know what happened in Oklahoma City. You know what happened with the Patriot Act. You know what happened even with the what they call the Big Short, you know, when all the housing crashed. And you know, if you've been watching Larry Fink and people like that, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, these big operations leveraging all this money, even controlling the news media to a large extent, the alternative news media as well, if you consider Fox, you know, a conservative network, can you imagine they paid $757 million, I think is what the amount was, on a defamation lawsuit against a company that's organized in, actually operates out of Toronto. It's a foreign company and has its bases and headquarters in Colorado, in Denver. And these people are using Smartmatic software that's been used and designed actually to trick and enthrall and misuse election machinery. And they, you know, they are a government contract. It's like if you have a problem with your dog catcher and you say, I don't like the dog catcher. I don't think he's doing the job right. I think he's actually killing a lot of these dogs or doing various things with them, kidnapping them himself and selling them. You know, and somebody says, hey, you can't do that because the dog catcher is a government employee who works for you. You know, you can't defame his reputation. That's what Fox did. They bent over. Now, I think the total gross amount of money that was going through Dominion was upwards of about $40 million. And yet Fox pays $757 million in a defamation lawsuit. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's going on here, okay? So it's all about controlling your mind, controlling your thinking, controlling all of us. And look at what Bowman did. You know, I mean, you see, they're trying to do anything they can to stop this because they're desperate, because these people are dumbing down. They're dumbing down incredibly. As I was saying, an election is a snapshot of a change that's already taken place, even if the election is stolen. The corruption was already there. The whole thing on January 6th was planned. Friends, they deliberately left the Capitol Police without support. They wanted to create a problem. They wanted to create a ruckus so they could whip in there in the middle of the night and steal the election, no questions asked. Now, you may not like Ted Cruz, but I think he has done a pretty good job in many ways, in spite of the fact that he's been kind of beat up on by Donald Trump and a lot of other people, myself included, because I don't like his connections, you know, to Goldman Sachs or some other things about Ted Cruz that I could go into. But the guy did stand up for us. At least he brought in Dr. Robert Epstein into the Senate for a reading and an evaluation of how the media is affecting people's thinking and the elections. When Robert Epstein was the editor of Psychology Today, a very, you know, prestigious psychological trade mag, if you like. If you were going to be a psychologist, you would have to get Psychology Today, of course. He was the editor of that magazine. And he decided to look at the impact of what was happening with the media. And he came up with figures and numbers pertaining to his studies of word searches and things like that, and tonality to the story, what it was saying, what it was, where it was leaning. And he came up with the conclusion that at least 2.5 million votes were slided in the election in 2016 against Donald Trump. And that number was probably, could have been as high as 10 million. All right. So the news media is lying and lying and lying to you. These people are like the prophets of Baal. You know, and that's how bad it really is. I worked in it. I can tell you that for certain. They're not to be trusted. They're not responsible. These are incredibly stupid people. How did they get that way? Well, you know, they began to dumb down and compromise, and they kept going with it. That's what happened. I mean, I've known people who succeeded in the news media and went very far, one of which was Harry Smith, who was just a cub reporter when I was working at Channel 7 here in Denver at that time, doing morning inserts for CBS News. He went all the way to the top. He could have had, they actually wanted him to take Dan Rather's job, and Rather got into all that trouble. You know, Harry Smith, CBS Morning News, he's on NBC now. You know, the guy's an actor. His background is in theatrics. You know, he's not a journalist. But I think he's one of the better ones, to be honest with you. I think I actually kind of like Harry Smith. I think he's I talked with him a little bit. We used to have coffee in the morning in between the segments when he was shooting those. And, you know, he wasn't a good friend. He wouldn't know me on the street if he saw me. But if I reminded him where we met, he'd go, oh, yeah, those early mornings. I remember him. Yeah, now I remember. Uh-huh. But I think he's a pretty good guy in terms of he wanted to be more human. He didn't really want Dan Rather's job. He wanted to be more of a talk show, morning show, coffee talk type guy. And I applaud him for that. He has done some good things. But bottom line is, you know, he sold out to them a long time ago. He wanted to be a part of that business, friends. I've met people that wanted to do that. They wanted to make me a sports anchor. I love sports. I really do. But man, to be a sports anchor, you got to know all about sports. You got to eat, drink, and you know what? Sports all the time, all the time. I mean, and I just don't love sports that much because it's not that important. It's a distraction. It's bread and circus, as you know. And I wanted to get in and work with people who are really thinking and were really looking at the real things that were going on, because I knew back even in the early 80s, that's where it was going. And that's why I got out of it. And I'm so glad to be here at RBN just as a volunteer one day a week, you know, being able to speak freely to you. That is so much more important. And you're out there, too. You can speak freely as well. Might be able to take some calls here in the second half of the show if you want to call in. We got some ideas. But I'm going to get back to this idea that You know, an election is a change that has already taken place. That's all it really is. It's a snapshot. It's a momentary notice. And you see what has taken place by the results of the snapshot. You can see where it is frozen in time. You saw what happened in 2016 when they tried to steal the election from Trump. That time, they actually were pounding, as I understand, and this was stories that were even covered by Rush Limbaugh and people like that, that there were people from NSA that they identified where these attacks were coming from. NSA was pounding on the state results machinery to try to get in to hack things early in the evening, and they couldn't do it. They were blocked over and over and over. Sometimes they had as many as 14 or 15 attempts per state. That needs to be looked at. And somebody needs to go back and check that and say, what was really going on? Why was the NSA trying to get into this machinery? Well, who was running the NSA or the security apparatus at that time? None other than Barry Satoru. You know Barry, you know, kind of like Jamal Bobo. I mean, these people are phony. They are not working for your good. They're employed by us, and we let them get away with these things over and over. One of the reasons why, as I said before, I do support what they're doing is because, friends, it's not about winning an impeachment. We've never impeached a president, but we have forced Richard. They did force Richard Nixon to resign, and we'll go into that story sometime in great detail, because there was a lot more that happened with that than just the resignation and the unpopularity of Richard Nixon. There were problems that were up and coming at that time. It had to do with what Nixon referred to as the Bay of Pigs invasion. Bay of Pigs invasion? How did that have anything to do with Watergate? Well, Bay of Pigs was a code word. Bay of Pigs was the group of people behind the great event. And the great event was assassinating John F. Kennedy, and Nixon knew all about it. Okay. So why did he get Gerald Ford, the head of the Warren Commission, to be his vice president? The head of the Warren Commission, Gerald Ford was an ugly man, a filthy man. You know, why was he vice president, and who did Gerald Ford pick for his vice president? Nelson Rockefeller. That's right, Rockefeller. Nelson Rockefeller was vice president of the United States. And they asked him, they said, Mr. Rockefeller, what does it feel like to be vice president of the United States? You know what Rockefeller said? I never wanted to be vice president of anything. You know, he wanted to run it all. You know, he wasn't really enthralled at all with the, what was it, 7 to 8, how many months was it? I don't know, from 74 to 76, about 17, 18 months, I think it was, he was vice president. And Gerald Ford, this guy who actually subverted the entire Warren Commission, was the head of it, you know, and he was the one covering up for everything because Nixon raised the issue of the Bay of Pigs. And everybody's saying, what is he talking about? Well, Cox on the Supreme Court knew what he was talking about. A lot of people knew what he was talking about. That's when the whole thing went into kind of a subversive, cloaked, and behind-the-scenes operation. Nixon resigned. Okay, that's what happened. But it was also because of unpopularity in that war. So that election or that process was not what you thought it was. It was not the process of what the government was actually doing in line of holding Nixon responsible for Watergate and the cover-up. It was more about a relief of power and moving Nixon out. And Nixon took it and just left. The same thing could happen with Biden. I tell these Democratic senators, you know, you need to think about Biden resigning before he drags the whole party down. And they know this. They know this already. Biden isn't going to make it, friends. He's I don't know if he's even going to make it into next spring, to be really honest with you. I think he's had it. He's pretty well gone. The man's brain is fried. He's been an idiot and a liar. And this is what happens to people like that over a period of time, which is what I'm going to get into as well. You know, a wise man once said, be careful what you hear. Be careful what you hear. Be careful what you listen to. I mean, be attentive to what you hear. Because if you hear truth, you're going to hear more of it. If you listen and you think about what truth is and you hear it, you'll hear more. And it'll start to become more and more real. And you'll see more of it with the light of what it provides you. But if you don't hear truth, that bit of comprehension, discernment, understanding, and the truth that you can't handle, as we talk about, you know, on the stage near Jack Nicholson, the truth that they can't handle begins to dement you. They lose IQ points. People who don't hear truth actually lose discernment. They lose intelligence. That's why you have Nancy Pelosi. That's why you had Dianne Feinstein, you know, came back from the dead to vote. You know, like, first the Democrats had dead voters voting. Now they have dead senators. I don't know what's going on with that, but they're going to pass on her superiority or her positions in these committees to somebody else who Gavin Newsom will probably pick. But then you also have people like Joe Biden, okay? You have people, so many others that we've seen over the years, these Democrats that are losing their minds, as you've seen it. You know, Robert Byrd, remember him? How many others are out there? You see these people starting to melt down. Even Jimmy Carter has become a puddle of, I guess he's still alive, you know, but, you know, he's been losing it over the years as well. These people who do not adhere to truth began to become insane very quickly. Jesus said that. He said, be careful what you hear. If you hear truth, you're going to hear more. But if you don't hear truth, you're going to dumb down. People are going to become more stupid. And that is what's happening. Now, I'm going to say something that a lot of folks might think, gee, you know, I don't know if I can follow that at all. You know, in reality, the human race is actually splitting in half is what's taking place here. Some of these people are becoming dumber by the minute. And other people are moving on into the light to go on into eternity with God. The human race is defecting. These people are defects. They're defects, friends. Are they reptilians? You know, I think they're just stupid people, to be honest with you. But what happens is, because they don't adhere to the truth, they have no love for it, they begin to become stupid. And they become dumber and dumber and dumber as it goes. They're dumbing down. And they're pulling a lot of people down. This is why your media is so bad. This is why the news media won't even tell you the truth about things like 9/11, the Patriot Act, weapons of mass destruction. They got caught that time. Bush made a joke out of it. You know, what an idiot. I mean, that's why they won't tell you the truth about how the election was a fraud. They won't tell you the five reasons that I listed and spoke to my Congressman Ken Buck and said, I want an answer. How are you letting this happen? And what he did was he strained at gnats and swallowed camels. This is what they do. Read Matthew chapter 23. Okay, Matthew chapter 28 talks about these people. The weightier matters of the law, they defer and use little Jesuitisms, little tiny pivotal, casuistry and semantics and situational ethics to change the truth into a lie. That's how they operate. That's what they do. These are stupid people. And they're going to be dumber and dumber. They're going to be more of a problem. And unfortunately, you're going to find out this is going to happen even in your family. You're going to see some of your members of your family defecting. And it's going to shock you. You need to pray for them. I mean, sometimes God can snap them out of this. And he will. He does hear prayer. But most of the human race is going to be lost, friends. I'm sorry to tell you that. These people are dumbing down at just a windfall speed right now. It's happening. Look at how stupid the Democrats actually are. We just shake our heads, but you got to realize these are defects. They're defective. You know, Jesus talked to some of the Pharisees, and they were asking him certain questions, and he said, I've done miracles. You know, you've seen the signs. You know they're out there. I've spoken the truth to you, but you're not hearing me because you're not my sheep. You know, and they said, we have Abraham for our father. And he said, no, your father is the devil. And the lusts of your father you will do. He knew who they were. He said, you guys are completely phony because you're not picking up on what's happening here. You're not listening. You're not watching. You're not attentive to the truth. And because of that, you're becoming dumber and stupid and more dark as it proceeds. That's what's going to happen. That's why I believe we do need to press the issue of the impeachment, not because we're winning, friends, but because it's drawing the line. And obviously, Bobo thought he needed, Bowman. Yeah, Jamal Bowman. I keep calling him Bobo for some reason. That's why Bowman had to pull the fire switch to try to stop the vote, friends, because they don't want this exposed. They don't like this. They scurry. You know, darkness does not comprehend light. It doesn't comprehend light, friends. It hides it like little bugs under rocks. They don't want to be exposed, and it's being exposed. This needs to be exposed openly, and we need to press it. You know, I don't care whether Fox News, but even, you know, some of the mainstream media is fading pretty quickly, and a lot of these Democrats know they're in trouble. We need to hammer it home. We need to make more trouble for them. They need to be identified with the stupidity of people like Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, people who are defecting and becoming incapable of any reasonable thought. So that's the kind of people we're letting run things, friends. If we don't hold them to it, they're going to run over us, because they're going to win by using the psyop of the phony media. That's how they operate. And I want to encourage you, you know, get on the phone. I try to make 5 calls a week to 3 congresspeople and 2 senators. And just let them know. You get a message machine, you get that, you get a chance to just, like me, talk without ceasing. You know, you can give them all you need to tell them. If they're doing a good job, tell them they're doing a good job. Stay with it.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumer's house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, there's a pain in my side, but I can travel alone. Bring peace to this troubled land. It's dark out here, I can't read those signs. To the troubled land. Hurricane on the horizon. Judgment getting closer all the time.
Yep. Hurricane on the horizon. Tomorrow. You saw a what's happening in New York City, a lot of rain. I mean, they're in trouble. They're telling everybody, don't send your illegals here. We're not the land of places where the huddled masses and the poor and the tired come anymore. We're New York City. And yeah, they're in trouble, friends. I mean, it's happening. It's here. These people are going to get frantic because they're going to get out of control. And the longer we take to stop them, you know, don't be waiting for 2025, friends. We don't have time. Like I said, we've got to be moving right now. We got to put a stop to this stuff. You know, now we are seeing, of course, that Fauci was working with the CIA. You know, you go to my Substack if you want to. You don't have to pay for anything. Become a subscriber. I'll send you out a story about once or twice a week. I try not to bomb people because I get a lot of those things up myself, and I like to read them, but I don't have time for a lot of that. I try to make them really important. But visit my Substack. It's stevestars.substack.com. Or https://stevestars.substack. I'd love to have you on there. You can comment. You know, please do. You know, I have some good people, some good friends occasionally, but I don't have that many people. I go on other people's Substacks. I make a comment. I get 47 responses on my own. I don't get any. Now, I feel lonely, but I'm only doing it because I want to keep you informed as much as possible. It's not really even something I'm really getting into, which is coming up, which is one of the reasons why I don't have a lot more time to do a lot more of these shows like I really wish I did. But it's very endearing to me to be able to talk to you about some real things. You know, if you look at chapter Matthew of Matthew 23, where Jesus talks about scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. The scribes were actually the Sadducees at that time. And what you're seeing is the exact same parallel in the United States right now between the Pharisees and the scribes, which are the Republicans and the Democrats. The Pharisees were more traditional and more solid in their faith, but they were still hooked into the bad system. They were still part of that tax game. Friends, they were still partly on the take, and that's why they didn't catch on. But the Sadducees were like this; they were the scribes. They ran the priesthood. These people were really, really delinquent. This was a sign of the nation coming to an end. The nation was coming to an end, and it would come to a very dramatic and drastic end within one generation, just as Jesus predicted it would, and John the Baptist as well. They said, this thing is coming to an end. It's coming to an end. And it did. The awful end of Jerusalem in 66 AD, and that finally, when the temple went down, they destroyed the temple. I mean, there were millions of people, I believe a couple million people possibly either killed or slaughtered, and many of them scattered. The Christians knew what was coming. They left the area. They got out of there before it happened. They saw it coming because they remembered the prophecies. I don't know if we're going to be able to hold on to this country or not, friends, but we better dig in at this point right now because we can make a difference. I still have faith that what we can do is prevail. Read Luke chapter 18, the woman who came before the unjust judge. The judge didn't fear man or God, but she just kept coming day after day after day after day, saying, Judge, you need to do your job. Avenge me, my adversary. And finally, the judge said, this woman is wearing me out. I'm going to do what she needs to get her out of my way. That's what we got to do with this government, friends. You got to wear these people out. You got to call them. You got to talk to them. Tell them Joe Biden stinks. And you do, too. Hey, friends, stay tuned to RBN and support this network. Coming up with great shows here. We're here for you. Be there for us, okay? See you again next Monday or sometime in between. You never know. Have a good one now. God bless you.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. they can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.